Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gary Thurman. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Pecota. Batting third. The DH, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Danny Tartabull. Batting fifth. The catcher, Mike McFarlane. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Eisenreich. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Carmelo Martinez. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Sean Berry. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Terry Shumpert. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Mike Boedeker. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting third. The third baseman, Gary Sheffield. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Greg Vaughn. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Greg Brock. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Darrell Hamilton. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Dempsey. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bill Spears. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Kevin Brown. And now, play ball. Gary Thurman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thurman strikes out. 1 out. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Pecota hits a fly ball into right field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kirk Gibson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pecota scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pecota scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Sheffield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner misplays the ball. That's an error on Gantner. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McFarlane hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Eisenreich hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carmelo Martinez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sheffield fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Yount hits a fly ball for a single. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Vaughn hits a line drive for a single. Yount moves to second. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Brock bunts towards the mound. Boedeker fields it and throws to first for the out. Yount moves to third. Vaughn moves to second. 1 out. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pecota scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Yount scores. Vaughn moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Brewers. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Dempsey hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Sean Berry is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Vaughn. Berry reaches second base with a double. Terry Shumpert is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Shumpert takes first base on ball 4. Gary Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Berry moves to third. Shumpert moves to second. Gary Thurman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Thurman is 0-for-1 in the game. Thurman hits a line drive for a single. Berry scores. There goes Shumpert trying to get to home. Vaughn throws the ball into Dempsey who tags Shumpert, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Thurman moves to second. One out. It's Royals, 1, Brewers, 1. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. There goes Thurman. The throw from Dempsey and he is safe. Thurman steals third. Bill Pecota batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Pecota is 0-for-1 in the game. Pecota hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sheffield fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spears hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pecota scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Molitor moves to second. Two outs. Gary Sheffield batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sheffield is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheffield hits a fly ball into left field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Brewers 1. The Royals will come to bat. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-1 in the game. Tartabull hits a fly ball into right field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 0-for-1 in the game. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Eisenreich batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Eisenreich is 0-for-1 in the game. Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Brewers. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Vaughn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vaughn hits a pop-up towards third. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Brock batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Brock is 0-for-0 in the game. Brock takes first base on ball 4. Daryl Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Brock is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Daryl Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hamilton is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Martinez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hamilton for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Carmelo Martinez is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. Martinez takes first base on ball 4. Sean Berry is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Shumpert batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Shumpert is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Shumpert hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Thurman is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Thurman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thurman hits a ball on the ground for a single. Martinez moves to second. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Pecota is 0-for-2 in the game. Pecota hits a line drive into right field. Hamilton picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Hamilton. Martinez scores. Thurman goes all the way around to score. Pecota moves to second. It's 3-2, Royals. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of 0-1. There's a wild pitch. Pecota moves to third. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Gibson is 0-for-2 in the game. Gibson hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Dempsey batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Dempsey is 0-for-1 in the game. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Martinez fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Martinez. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Spears is 0-for-1 in the game. Spears bunts towards third. Berry fields it and throws to first for the out. Dempsey moves to second. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Molitor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Gantner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Martinez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gantner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Brewers 2. The Royals will come to bat. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Tartabull is 0-for-2 in the game. Tartabull hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 0-0. McFarlane is 0-for-2 in the game. McFarlane hits a line drive off the glove of Sheffield, and into shallow left field. McFarlane reaches second base with a double. Tartabull moves to third. Jim Eisenreich, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Eisenreich is 0 for 2 in the game. Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Eisenreich for the out. Tartabull scores. McFarlane moves to third. One out. It's 4-2, Royals. Carmelo Martinez is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Martinez is walked intentionally. Julio Macardo now pitching. Kurt Stillwell pinch hits for Sean Berry. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Stillwell strikes out. Two outs. Terry Shumpert, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Shumpert is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Shumpert takes first base on ball 4. Martinez moves to second. Gary Thurman is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Thurman is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Thurman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Pecoton now playing third base. Kurt Stillwell now playing shortstop. Kevin Appiah now pitching. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Sheffield is 0 for 2 in the game. Sheffield hits a fly ball into left field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Yount is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pecota fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Vaughn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vaughn hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers 2. The Royals will come to bat. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Pecota is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Pecota bunts towards the mound. Macardo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Gibson is 0 for 3 in the game. Gibson takes first base on ball 4. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Tartabull is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tartabull strikes out. Two outs. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Macardo fires to first and picks off Gibson. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Brock, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Brock is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brock hits a line drive for a single. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hamilton is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hamilton hits a line drive beyond second. Shumpert can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Brock moves to second. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Dempsey is 0 for 2 in the game. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground towards second. Shumpert scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Brock moves to third. Two outs. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Spears is 0 for 1 in the game. Spears hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Eisenreich. Spears reaches second base with a double. Brock scores. It's 4-3, Royals. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers 3. The Royals will come to bat. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. McFarlane is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Eisenreich is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Eisenreich hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carmelo Martinez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Martinez takes first base on ball 4. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stillwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Stillwell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Martinez moves to second. Terry Poll pinch hits for Terry Shumpert. Terry Poll is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Poll hits a line drive towards third. Sheffield reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Nelson Liriano now playing second base. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gantner is 0-for-3 in the game. Gantner bunts for a single. Jeff Montgomery now pitching. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Sheffield is 0-for-3 in the game. Sheffield hits a fly ball into center field. Thurman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Yount is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Yount strikes out. 2 outs. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vaughn hits a pop-up towards short. Stillwell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers 3. The Royals will come to bat. Chuck Krim now pitching. Brian McRae pinch hits for Gary Thurman. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spears fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pecota is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Pecota bunts towards first. Brock scoops it up and throws to first, with Gantner covering, for the out. McRae moves to second. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Gibson is walked intentionally. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Tartabull is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. McRae scores. Gibson moves to second. It's 5-3. Royals. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McFarlane is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. McFarlane takes first base on ball 4. Mark Lee now pitching. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eisenreich is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Eisenreich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gibson scores. Tartabull moves to third. McFarlane moves to second. It's 6-3, Royals. Carmelo Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Martinez is 0-1 in the game. With three walks, Martinez hits a pop-up towards third. Sheffield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Stillwell batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Stillwell is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Stillwell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Brian McRae now playing center field. Greg Brock batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Brock is 1-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brock takes first base on ball 4. B.J. Surhoff pinch runs for Greg Brock. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hamilton is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pecota fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Franklin Stubbs pinch hits for Rick Dempsey. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stubbs hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Spears batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Spears is 1-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Spears takes first base on ball 4. Hamilton moves to second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Molitor is 1-4 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Hamilton scores. Spears moves to second. It's 6-4, Royals. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-4 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Liriano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 6, and Milwaukee Brewers, 4. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.